This is episode 2281 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day four of our series this week. The focus is all about healing relationships, and this has been a theme by popular request. I really appreciate those of you who have reached out to me by email at mary@sipandohm.com or by Instagram direct message at my Sip and Ohm Instagram account. I hear you. I've enjoyed connecting with you, and I appreciate those of you who have allowed me to share your journeys in regard to your relationships. I'd love to hear from you and how you're enjoying your meditation ritual. You can leave a review, and I so appreciate your reviews. Also, again, you can reach out to me on my Instagram. And remember, you can find full 30-minute guided experiences if you need a little more support, especially with this more sensitive theme we're experiencing this week. And that can be found on the Sip and Ohm meditation app. You can try the app for 7 days absolutely free. So you could get this entire week's series free. You get a journal with a daily reflection question, as well as the slow down guide with all kinds of techniques for this week's theme. Speaking of which, your journal prompt today is: describe what you would consider to be an example of a healthy relationship. It may be an example of an ideal relationship. You might know someone who's lucky enough to have this kind of relationship with their partner, with their children, with their friends, their colleagues, or with their family members. So reflect on the relationship you're wanting to heal this week. And as you're guided in today's meditation, I'll take you through a visualization for your best relationship yet. When you visualize what you want, you allow yourself to create that as a possibility in your own life. Without knowing what you really want in a relationship, regardless of what type of relationship you're focusing on this week, you won't really know what you're striving for. It's all too easy to reflect on what we don't like, what's not working, what we don't want. Today is your day to create exactly what you want. And I want to ask you how your compassion quest is coming along, where you are sending out compassion to this person and this relationship you want to heal this week. Every single day you're sending out compassion. I hope that you find it's getting a little easier to do this as you are now on day four. Know though that this is a habit. Anything worth pursuing is worth repeating. So the habits you create in your life become the foundation of what you want in your life, your power, your support. When life around you seems a little chaotic, it's often your habits, your daily habits, that get you through difficult times. So I'll share with you the letter L from the acronym HEAL. We're actually exploring the acronym HEALING. Today is the final step of Dr. Melanie Greenberg, a psychologist, and this is her four-step formula to heal, H-E-A-L. We started out with H, to hear your partner or the other person. What are they saying? Stay present and listen to them. E, empathize. Allow your partner to express themselves and put yourself in their position. try to experience what they are experiencing. A, take action and show a willingness to change. Let them know that you want to create a positive relationship. Or if it's a toxic relationship and despite your best efforts, your action might require that you allow this person grace and gratitude and compassion as they follow their journey and you let them go, keeping open to the possibility that people and situations change to where you might be able to merge your journeys to create a more positive relationship. Today is love, where you feel and express unconditional love. So Dr. Melanie Greenberg has this to say: make space in your life to deliberately reconnect with the loving or appreciative feelings you have for this person. Think about the good qualities that originally brought you together. And even if recent interactions made you feel distant or angry, think about the good times you shared together. You might look at old photos or visualize special times in your relationship. Or you might remember those hopes and dreams you had together. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator, Bryant. Bryant reaches out from San Francisco, California, and he says, "I've been experiencing grief over the loss of my father, who died several years ago. I still feel guilty about losing him when we hadn't reconciled. I hadn't spoken to him for 5 years before he died, and I regret this deeply. Thank you for sharing this series because it allows me to gain a different perspective on the relationship we had and to help me manage my current relationships in a better way." Bryant, thank you so much for sharing your loss of your father. And also, I admire you for courage and the bravery to acknowledge what you wish you would have done differently. This will help you create beautiful relationships as you move forward in life. And it's not what you did in the past that matters so much. What matters is what you've learned and what you're doing now. As you close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and body, begin to notice where you may hold tension today. Name that emotion. As you reflect on a relationship you want to heal, I invite you to do a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. This is the Anahata Chakra Mudra for healing your heart. To do it, place your hands in front of your chest, touching your knuckles together and extending your thumbs downward. It will look as though you're forming a heart with your hands. Now extend your middle fingers upward. You can find this mudra on my Instagram page. You can hold this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. As you visualize the relationship you're healing, send out your unconditional love. Remember the times you enjoyed being with this person. Think of what brought you together. Think about what made this person smile. What brought them joy? Think about what brought them sorrow. Recognize this person is fragile, just as you are. Send them your love and well wishes. Then allow yourself to sit in stillness, feeling love and compassion for yourself for all you're doing. You are so worth slowing down for.